Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is another victory video that we produce to help you grow and become strong in Christ. In a moment, I want to turn our attention to a principle in the Word of God that I call Christ who strengthens me. Before we do that, though, let me just say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionaries. You know, we're the home office for missionaries all over the world. We have hundreds of missionaries that we're the home office for, and these missionaries are involved in all kinds of outreaches. We've got some missionaries that are doing church planting, discipleship, Bible schools, children's shelters, orphanages, mobile medical clinics. Some are drilling for water, and they bring water into a community and use that as a platform to share Christ. Aviation, translation work, it just goes on, and it's exciting to see what God's doing around the world. But one thing I've noticed they all have in common, they need the prayer cover and the support of their friends just like you. So if you're supporting your missionary, I just want to say thank you for doing that. Hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you've hit the jackpot today. You found the right place. That's what we do. Let me encourage you to go to our website, and I'll put the website address across the screen, and simply click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there about what we do for our missionaries. You know, missionaries need all kinds of things done every month. They need the receipts going out, their funds processed, deposits made. They need reports sent to them. They just need a variety of things that actually helps them stay on the mission field. So we would love to be a part of your outreach and help you if that's your need. Be sure to contact us. All right, let's turn attention now to this subject of Christ who strengthens me. I love this subject because it's one thing to receive Christ, as it says in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become children of God. It's one thing to make that initial step. It's another thing to learn to walk with Him and draw on His strength. Now, let me just say this before we read this classic verse from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, and I'll put that reference in a moment across the screen. And this is the verse that we're basing this whole subject out of, Christ who strengthens me. But it's sad that so many Christians are frustrated. So many Christians are trying to live the Christian life in their own power and energy. What do I mean by that? Well, without intending to, we kind of slip into this mentality of, you know, in order to be a good Christian, I've got to witness. I got to go to church. I got to pay my tithe. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I need to have my quiet time every morning. And without intending, we kind of get into this, you know, treadmill works mentality. And if we slip up or mess up on any of our lists of what we think a good Christian should do, then we feel defeated. You know, there is a better way to live the Christian life. In fact, the only way, and that's by the power of His Spirit. Paul went through a frustration in Romans 7 where he said, I want to do this, but I seem to do what I don't want to do. I'm trying hard, but I can't seem to do it. I can't seem to do the right thing. Finally, thank God, he discovered in Romans 8 and passed it along to us that the key is to walk in the Spirit and live by the Spirit. So you finally come to the point. And if you're there, it's a good thing where you throw up your hands and go like, I can't live this life. I've tried to be a good Christian. I can't do it. You know what? You're so close to victory because at that point, that's when you realize, wait a minute, I can't do this, but Christ through me can. And that's what this whole session is about. All right. Philippians 4:13 says, very simple. Paul says, I can do all things, but he doesn't stop there. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I want you to listen to that. Let it sink in. A lot of times we quote that and we don't really catch what he's saying. He's not simply saying, I can do all things. He's saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So there is a dimension. Catch this now. There's a dimension that you can get to as a Christian, where number one, you realize that the living Christ is on board by His Spirit. He's in you. But He now wants to strengthen you, work through you, live His life through you, instead of you being on that frustrated treadmill that the Apostle Paul had gone through in Romans chapter 7. That's an interesting chapter that you may want to read at another time. So Paul had discovered the secret. Through Christ who strengthens me. Now, in another place, in Ephesians, he gives a prayer. And again, I'll put this reference across the screen, but I would really encourage you to pray this prayer for yourself, number one, but then for those that you love, that you want to see come along in the Lord. You know, if this prayer, Paul is praying here, and he gives us this prayer. If that prayer was good for Paul in his day, honey, I can tell you that it's good for you and it's good for me. If it was a prayer that was important to Paul, then it's a prayer we should get hold of. But listen to what he prays. Ephesians chapter 3, and I'll start with verse 16. It's a rather lengthy prayer, but we're gonna hit some highlights. He says, I pray that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, watch this, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Did you get that? Paul's praying for the believers at Ephesus. And he's praying not that they would just have that initial receiving Christ, but that they would begin to be strengthened by the Spirit on the inside. What does that mean? It means that they're strengthened to have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to paraphrase this. They're strengthened to start taking on a character that maybe is not their normal character. Perhaps you're prone to outbursts of anger or impatience or intolerance, where the fruit of the Spirit wants to give you patience, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness. We know that from Galatians chapter 5. And so the Holy Spirit can begin to rise up into your mind, your emotions, past hurts, past wounds. How he does it, I don't know, but the Holy Spirit goes in and begins to strengthen you and change you from the inside, because he says in the inner man. So Paul is praying that we would be strengthened with all might by his Spirit in the inner man. Watch this. If you're strong on the inside, it's just a matter of time until you're strong on the outside. A lot of us, we try to get everything in order on the outside, and once I get this lined up, then I can really serve God. No, start on the inside. Let there be an inside miracle, because that's going to give you the outside miracles that you really want. It all starts by being strengthened by the Holy Spirit. He goes on to pray, same prayer. He says that Christ would dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Now that word love there is agape, the love of God. Be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the height, width, breadth, depth, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So he's saying that the ultimate part of this strengthening of the Holy Spirit is when we get the revelation of the agape kind of God's love. We love others in spite of themselves. We love others in spite of the hurt perhaps they've inflicted towards us. Jesus, it just boggles the mind. Jesus says, love your enemies. Do good to those who mistreat you. And you know, to the natural mind, that's just like tilt, reject. That doesn't make sense. But when you finally catch hold of, wait a minute, God loved me before I had my act together. God loved me and believed in me before I ever trusted in Him. And He wants me to emulate Him. He wants me to follow in the same path. So I now have a greater revelation of the love of God, and I'm free to forgive. I'm free to let go of the hurts. Instead of, you know, dissecting and putting my hurts under a microscope and studying them from every angle, I just let them go. I choose to let it go and let the love of God be the healing balm that I need for my soul. I tell you, there's a power in that, where the Holy Spirit strengthens you on the inside with the love of God. He goes on to say, and I think it's interesting that he kind of culminates this by saying, he talks about miracles. He says, if you will let the Holy Spirit strengthen you in this fashion, watch what he says. Now, based on the fact the Holy Spirit can strengthen you and the love of God is the revelation you now have, he says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Isn't that fantastic? Paul says God wants to do miracles more than you want them. Maybe you need a financial miracle right now. Maybe you need a miracle in your children or a miracle in your spouse because they're not treating you fairly or kindly. You know, God can do exceedingly abundantly above. But it starts with you letting the Holy Spirit strengthen you on the inside. Remember, that's the starting point. That the Holy Spirit would strengthen you with all might by His Spirit in the inner man, gaining the revelation of the agape love of God. That postures you for the impossible becoming possible. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. One other passage, very quickly, I'm just going to allude to this, and you may want to study this out on your own. Again, I'll put the reference across the screen. But we're talking about Christ who strengthens me. By the Holy Spirit, you can be strengthened on the inside, which is going to affect how you perform and what you see on the outside. Instead of you doing it yourself, trying yourself, I just got to love that person, I've got to be patient with that person. Why don't you just throw your hands up and just kind of say, I can't be patient with that person. I really don't love that person, Lord. You love them through me. I yield to your ability. You see the difference there? Instead of you trying to do it and gritting your teeth, yield. That's the key to walking in the Spirit, is yieldedness. Not trying so hard. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Yield to Christ in you, the hope of glory. But in Isaiah chapter 40, classic passage, but this ties so into what we're talking about. He says in verse 29, He gives power to the weak. Have you ever felt weak? God wants to give you power. And to those who have no might, He increases strength. Christ who strengthens me. So if you've ever felt weak, just admit it and just say, I am weak in that area. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for lifting me up by your power. He goes on to say in verse 30, even the youth shall faint. You know, we tend to think the young people, they're strong. He says, even the young people shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31, but those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't that awesome? That's the strength that God wants to provide for you and for me. Those that wait upon the Lord. That word wait means to trust. Doesn't just mean to wait and be inactive. It's an active statement. You're waiting, you're trusting in the Lord. You're depending on Him. Those that trust in the Lord. Those that depend upon the Lord. Those that yield to the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. Instead of me doing it myself, I'm going to wait and I'm going to let the Lord do it through me. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know, you're an eagle. I want you to start thinking of yourself that way. You're meant to be an eagle. You're not meant to be down here scratching around like a chicken. You're meant to soar like an eagle. And we can do that by God's power. Well, I trust that this study has been a blessing to you. By the way, we have awesome free Bible studies on our website. In fact, we've got one on this very subject, Christ who strengthens me. So before I sign off, let me just mention that. You can print this out. Go to our website in the free Bible study section. Click around till you find this study guide and print it out. There's a lot in here that will help you go even further than this short video. And we have over 400 hours. That's right, 400 hours of free audio sessions in our free Bible study section. So you can listen through your device, you can download these, and I know they'll be a blessing to you and take you further. All right, this is Jason Peebles reminding you, starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.